The Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we're totally married. We got our Bloody Marys with us tonight, and we are talking about and ranking the Halloween series.
Yeah, totally. With all the shelter-in-place free time on our hands, we decided to just pick a series and watch it. So Halloween it is.
All right. Yeah. So tonight, we are talking about my favorite horror series and my favorite villain, Halloween and Michael Myers, the Boogeyman. One of the most notable horror villains of all time. Yes. I think he's in the category with Jason and Freddy.
Oh, yeah. It's Michael Myers, Jason, Freddy.
Leatherface.
The main three. Leatherface, yeah.
The Halloween series started in 1978 and it has been kept alive for over 40 years.
It's a long time.
It is. In each generation has put their spin on it, some good, some bad. And the last one was made in 2018, and we actually have two more that were shot back to back. So we should be getting, you know, two more in the next year or two.
Yeah. And we saw the last one in the theater together.
We did.
Our first Halloween movie in the theater.
Aww. So what can we say about Michael Myers? He is a psychopath killer from a young age. Was he a product of his environment?
What?
Born the incantation of pure evil. Or is it something completely supernatural? He's been shot and stabbed more times than 50 Cent. Set on fire more than once.
Oh, put me out, put me out.
He is the world champ of playing dead. And he loves hanging people as wall decorations.
He does.
And, you know, he's smarter than most people think he is, I think, and resourceful.
Mm-hmm.
And he enjoys playing the long game, and he's not opposed to waiting patiently for what he wants.
Oh, no. Sometimes he waits 40 years.
Sometimes he does.
Well, yeah, let's talk about each one briefly before we give him our ranking. So what we did, so over like the last week, we watched them all back to back, and now we're going to tell you what our favorites are. But first, let's talk about them briefly, like I just said. Okay. Halloween came out in 1978. And what can you say about it that hasn't been said? It's one of the original slashers. It kickstarted the genre. It launched John Carpenter's career. It launched Jamie Lee Curtis's career. It's a classic horror film with a classic villain. Very simple tale about a man who escapes a mental hospital and goes on a killing spree Halloween night. Yeah, it's pretty good. Simple and rad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then a few years later, they did Halloween 2, bringing back pretty much all the same cast. You got Jamie Lee back, you got Dr. Loomis, and picks up right after the first one ends. That one takes place mostly in a hospital where Jamie Lee's at. Michael Myers is still alive and goes to the hospital and starts killing some bitches.
All right.
Then, just a year after that, they went with the original idea John Carpenter had, which was Halloween was supposed to be an anthology movie series where each movie was a different story. So they decided to give that a try with Halloween 3. And this one doesn't have Michael Myers. It has a dude who's trying to stop an evil Irish wizard toy manufacturer from making masks and killing kids. So it's definitely a unique one.
Yeah, it's Season of the Witch.
Mm-hmm. Season of the Witch. And then along came 4. People were like, Halloween isn't Halloween with good old Mikey.
No, you can't have Halloween without Michael Myers.
And it took like, 6 years for them to get here because the third one kind of, you know,
killed it.
No, nobody liked that idea. So they brought Loomis back. Jamie Lee isn't in this, but her kid is. So pretty much Michael Myers comes back and he's after Jamie Lee Curtis's daughter.
Jamie,
yeah. Oh, hey, I never made that connection until right now. but it's much akin to the first one. A lot of killing, cool ending. And then right after that is Halloween 5. Michael Myers is back again to finish what he started with his niece, this time with a stronger subplot and maybe something else going on, you know, aside from Michael Myers. Maybe there's a cowboy in black walking around doing some stuff. Who knows? You know, I guess I'll just have to watch it and find out.
So after the epicness that was Halloween 5, we get Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers, which came in 1995, and it has sweet baby angel Paul Rudd in it. He's Tommy Doyle, the boy that Jamie Lee Curtis, Laurie Strode's her character, Laurie Strode, babysat in the first movie. So he's been a little bit obsessed since then. And there's also Donald Pleasance as Dr. Loomis is his last. It's his last run as Dr. Loomis, and he died, 8 months before it was released, the movie. It has A Cult of Michael Myers, Druids, Baby Steven.
Cute Baby Steven.
Cute Baby Steven, who just happens to be Michael's great nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Little Jamie from 4 and 5. It's her baby. And then a couple years later, we get Halloween H2O 20 years later.
Nothing to do with water, the water element, H2O.
No, none of
just
it.
Just a cool title.
So Jamie Lee is back after 20 years.
She's back.
As Laurie Strode, who faked her death. And is now a functioning alcoholic with PTSD and the headmistress of a private school in California. You get introduced to Josh Hartnett, who is very much a 90s heartthrob. Michelle Williams. Oh, he plays her son.
Yeah.
Michelle Williams before she stepped onto Dawson's Creek. And LL Cool J. So Michael, playing the long game, escapes and goes after his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2002, we get Halloween Resurrection. And that gives us a kung fu fighting Busta Rhymes and Tyra Banks creating a reality show where they throw kids into Michael Myers' house with webcams. Because we have reached the age of technology in the Halloween series. So there's Yahoo chat rooms just coincidentally saves the day. Lots of murder ensues, as you can imagine. There's people in his home.
Yeah.
And then we get the first reboot,
which
is Rob Zombie's Halloween. So it's essentially, you know, the classic Halloween, but with Rob Zombie's twist, which is more blood, more violence, and more boobs.
Yep. It's a modern retelling.
Modern retelling. And then he follows that up with his Halloween 2, which throws back some things from the original Halloween 2.
Yeah.
And Laurie Strode now has some major PTSD. She's rocking dreadlocks.
Yeah, which
she figures out that she was his sister. And then he comes back to get Boo and bring her home.
Mm-hmm.
And then lots of murder ensues.
Yeah, PTSD is a running theme with quite a few characters in these films.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
I think more than other horror franchises.
I think so.
Yeah.
And then that brings us to the very last one. The second reboot, which is wipes out everything from 2 on and is basically a sequel to the first one.
Direct sequel to the first
one. To the first one. So forget that she's her brother. Never happened.
Doesn't happen.
Now we have Laurie Strode 40 years later and she's just a straight up alcoholic. She ain't even functioning in this one. Like she's just straight up alcoholic, PTSD. And all of that has caused ripple effects in her family with her daughter and her granddaughter. And she's been waiting and preparing the last 40 years for Michael to return because she knew he was coming back for her.
Oh, yeah.
And he did. And murder ensues.
I mean, it would be kind of a lame movie if he didn't come back.
Right? She's preparing the whole time. It would and then just be
this
like,
really, really sad family drama.
Right. And they just have to commit her because he's not coming back, Mom. Yeah. He's dead.
Well, yeah, that's kind of just like a brief summary of all the films that we've watched. And now let's rank these fuckers. This is your camp.
This is my
Michael
camp.
Myers and Halloween. This is yours. I know when we first met, I had this Halloween shirt on. I'm wearing a Halloween 2 shirt. And you'd said that your favorite movie was Halloween. So that just inside my head and maybe somewhere in your head, we kind of clicked a little bit.
We did. I was excited to actually get to talk to someone who enjoyed horror movies like I did, more than I did.
Mm-hmm. And then that theme came back around and was a part of our wedding.
It was a part of our wedding. Yeah. And for those of you who can see us on the YouTube, our cake toppers were made by my son. And my cake topper is a bride with a Michael Myers mask on and a little butcher knife in the back.
And then as you can tell, mine is a dude with a hockey mask on and a machete behind his back. So it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And we have a Halloween knife that we also cut the cake with.
Yeah.
So it came full circle.
It did. Yeah.
How exciting is that?
I know. And here we are talking about him. So, Tammy, lovely wife of mine.
Yes,
let's
Jesse.
Hear your rankings. I'm excited.
Okay. Well.
And we don't really know each other's rankings. I mean, we kind of like knew a little bit watching them together and we chatted, but we don't know each official ranking. So.
Correct.
Drum roll.
All right. So my number one.
Weirdest drum roll. Okay.
So my number one is.
Oh, wait. Hang on. Let's start at the bottom.
Oh, we're starting. He's mixing it up on me.
Yeah.
Throwing
me
a curveball.
Can't throw the number one first. You got to start at the worst.
Oh, okay. Well, the worst, number 11, for me is Season of the Witch.
What?
First of all, there's no Michael Myers. So right there kills it.
Yeah.
For being a Halloween movie. Sorry about it.
I kind of had a feeling this might make your last one. There was another one that I was thinking could have, but
there is some good kills, I will say. But
there's some grotesque ones.
There's some pretty grotesque ones. Yeah. Agreed. We get some middle-aged man butt in this one. And there's cool masks. The masks were cool. But the Irish druid witch scenario storyline, it just fell flat. And the ending was just like, what the fuck? Like, they threw down little microchips and then little lasers came out. And it was very anticlimactic. Yeah. And the bad guy was like, just looked at him like, well, you got me. Like,
yeah. I mean, they had lasers in a Michael Myers movie. So it's just weird. It's not, I mean, they had lasers in a Halloween movie. It's weird.
It is weird. And there was also a little a druid sidestep with a Stonehenge stone stolen. And that's where power came. I don't know.
Yeah, this wizard stole a Stonehenge stone to make masks.
To make masks and kill millions of children.
Yeah, like on Halloween night, they're going to watch something on TV that's going to activate the mask that you have on. And then it burns their face flesh and it makes them puke out maggots or something.
And bugs and snakes and... You know, the kills were cool.
Mm-hmm.
I will give it that. But there's no Michael Myers, so it completely doesn't count. It is all I have to say about that.
Yuck. Well, what's your number 10?
My number 10 is Halloween 2. the 1981 sequel.
Yeah.
I will say it was great seeing Laurie Strode back and, you know, all the characters. But for me, and we've talked about this, and I've gone.
I can't believe
on
you put it this low, but go ahead.
A giant rant about this last night, I'm pretty sure. The Michael Myers that they chose to cast is like 5 foot fucking eight, first of all. He's super short. He's skinny. He's fucking short. He's not intimidating at all. Mm. His mask looks like if he was in a cartoon like Looney Tunes or some shit, if they took an anvil and dropped it on his head and his head was all squished and he walked around like, wah, 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 I got a squish head. I'm Tiny Michael Myers. No, that is just.
I agree. I think that they had the worst Michael Myers of the whole series.
The worst. Yeah. And that is why it is my number 10. Yeah. Because you cannot have, he's not scary. He's not intimidating. Michael Myers is a bigger dude.
Mm.
The biggest one is, I think, played by Tyler Mane in Rob Zombies. But all the others, they're at least 6 feet and are broader and not a little tiny motherfucker. Like, I'm sorry, you're not scaring me. You're not. It's just, it's so disappointing. And especially for the follow-up for the sequel.
Mm, like, I can see that, yeah.
John Carpenter, why did you okay this? I don't care. What did you say last night? He was a stunt guy. I don't care if he's the greatest stunt guy ever. He's not Michael Myers.
Yeah.
He could be Dr. Loomis's stunt guy, for fuck's sake. I don't care. But like, ugh, it really bothered me. They did have some cool kill scenes. Also, the second appearance of Man Butt.
Yeah.
I was keeping track.
You keeping track of Man Butt? I kept a boob counter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we are equal across the board. I have to say, there's lacking in Man Butt. But that's just me.
Yeah.
The kills were good. But yeah, I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do it. And if Halloween 3 didn't have Michael Myers at all, that number 2 would be my last one.
Yeah.
Because
I do disagree. I think it's going to be higher up for me, but we'll get to that. Yeah.
Okay, so my number 9 is
number 9.
Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers. This one had, as much as I adore Paul Rudd and, you know, baby Steven, it was weird with the cults and the druids.
It was. It was super weird. And I agree with the lower ranking for this one.
And the ending was very like, knock him over the head real quick and run away and it's done.
Yeah, it was. The endings weren't good. They had complications with production all the way through.
Right. It was just bad. Didn't we see that it was written by 3 people?
I think so. I can't remember. I know that they had to go back and reshoot the ending because the original one didn't test well.
Because the original one, if you've seen it, he puts druid stones and then traps him. And then Michael's like just standing there in a circle of stones like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the final confrontation with evil is he's surrounded by rocks and can't move.
Right.
Like
tiny rocks, big rocks.
I can see why they made him go back and shoot a new
rocks.
Ending.
Yeah, and the cult was weird. And it was just weird.
It was a very weird movie. I'd say it was probably the weirdest. Yeah.
I wasn't a fan. And it had the black cowboy, cowboy dressed in black.
Yeah, but they explained it more in that.
With druids and a cult. That's how they explained
it. Yeah.
A cult and druids. I don't know. But the Michael Myers was still intimidating.
He was.
And not 5'8".
Exactly.
So my number 8 is Halloween 5.
Yeah.
I really enjoy Danielle Harris. So tiny Danielle Harris, too, was so good as Jamie and being scared. And I really liked her performance. And so that brought it up a little bit more for me. It was still a weird one.
Yeah.
And there was like weird the barn scene where he doesn't kill kittens, he kills dogs. But
oh yeah, Michael Myers loves killing dogs. He kills dogs all throughout this series.
He doesn't
kill cats or babies,
just dogs.
He kills dogs and kids, but not babies.
Yeah
Not
so babies.
He's got a strange moral compass. Anyways,
his moral compass is a little bit
it's
off.
A little off. So
that one, you know, Danielle Harris brought it for me.
She is good. She's good. She was a good actress then. I think she's a good actress now.
Agreed.
And she is, later on, she's in the series.
She is.
Yeah.
She pops up again, which we'll talk about. Let's see. My number 7.
Number 7. So now we're starting to get to, like, the better of the bad ones, right?
Right.
Okay.
Except for you may disagree with this one. I don't know. So my number 7 is Halloween Resurrection. And the only reason why is because of Busta Rhymes.
I do disagree. I think it should be lower, but go ahead.
Busta Rhymes and the comic relief.
Yes.
But that is only because we watched it consecutively. Like, it's a good comic relief break before from the horrible ones that came before.
Yeah.
And then you get Rob Zombies.
Yeah, it's if you're doing a marathon, it's a good little comic relief break because up until that movie, you didn't have it. But if you're watching it on its own, that it pretty much falls flat.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
However, a kung fu fighting Busta Rhymes who says, "Trick or treat, motherfucker."
I mean, that's a pretty great line.
It's a pretty great line. And then
I have to give it that.
When the reporter at the end is, because Busta Rhymes and the girl are the only ones that make it out alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
sorry. Busta Rhymes makes it out alive.
His yes. Kung fu saved the day.
God damn it. God damn it.
They're like, "Who is Michael Myers?" And he says something like, "I'll tell you who Michael Myers is. Michael Myers is a great white shark in baggy ass coveralls who murders people."
Yeah. Yeah. I know. And like in the beginning of the movie, he's like, someone goes to his hotel room and he's like watching kung fu. He's like, "Oh, just hang on. Let me shut off my kung fu." Like, what? Okay. Sorry.
So that right there makes me laugh. And it was hilarious.
I can see that. It's like, it's the best part of that film.
Busta Rhymes is the best part of that film.
Yeah.
I have to say. So that is why it is my number 7. So my number 6 is the newest Halloween from 2018.
So middle, huh? You put the new one down.
I put the new one down, and I love that they brought the original Michael Myers back.
Mm. The actor.
The actor. Yeah. He's, you know, it is 40 years later. He plays a good, intimidating presence.
He does.
And that is because he doesn't talk. He doesn't, you know, he wears the mask mostly. You need to have someone that can portray that.
Yeah.
You know, past the mask and with no words, you know, just with their body and their presence. So he does a really good job at being the first one and being this one and 40 years later. They have some great kills. There's a amazing face stomp. That was a great one.
Brain skull splatter. There's a knife through the throat, through the neck. Yeah, it's good kills in that.
There's a lot of good kills in that. However, I do not like the ending.
Mm-hmm.
I do love that she basically like home alone for adults to the house, like Rambo home aloned it.
Yeah.
And she set a trap. But I don't like that they just kind of pushed him down and...
Yeah, we've talked about this on past podcasts, just how the, you know, all that...
It's a lot of buildup.
All the feelings that Jamie Lee Curtis, that character, Laurie Strode has had over the years and then passed on to her kid and now the grandkid, there's a lot of anger and aggression and mixed, like they should have really like had a 10-minute battle-a-thon with Michael on.
Oh, they really should have. And it should have been a all out fucking war on him. Like stabbing, shooting, kicking, beating, just balls to the wall, three generations, because this man stalked her and killed her friends and almost killed her 40 years ago. She's an alcoholic. She had her child taken away the age of 12. Like, so much has happened because of him, and it has affected their family for three generations, and it just felt very anticlimactic for me. Like, Laurie Strode got some good hits in. You know, she shot off part of his fingers, and the daughter shot his ear, whatever.
Yeah, part of his face or his ear, whatever.
And the granddaughter did get a stab in, but I just feel like all that buildup that they did to show all of the trauma and the ripple effects, it fell very flat.
Yeah.
And I
do agree with that.
Hated it.
Yeah.
And they just set the house on fire, but then no bodies found, and he's really good at playing dead.
Yeah.
And we do know that there's two more movies coming.
Yes.
It's a series of three.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully, they end it completely epically with some balls to the wall girl power.
Yeah. Which is why I'm a little more lenient on that ending, because I know they wanted to make three. So I get it. But as a standalone.
As a standalone, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And I get that they're making three, but they still had all that buildup.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was really disappointed.
Yeah. I see that. I can see that.
Number five for me is Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers.
Yeah, that was a decent one.
That was a good one. And Danielle Harris's Jamie, mm-hmm. she was so good in that.
Yeah.
As a little girl, you know, Laurie Strode died, and, you know, she's with her dad and her stepmom, and she has mm-hmm. a stepsister, and she just did really, really good being scared, and it was just, I really enjoyed her performance.
Yeah.
So that bumped it up a lot for me. And my number four is H2O.
Yeah.
Halloween, yep. H2O.
Number four. That's a great one.
It is such a great one. It gives you good 90s feels.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Not bad 90s.
Not
good 90s.
Good 90s feels.
Yeah.
You get, you know, Laurie Strode back 20 years later. She is... In this one, she's a functioning alcoholic.
And she's got her 90s cut, super short.
She does. She's got her son. You know, she faked her death. And then their epic end battle was just straight up, that is what I wanted to see in the new one.
That is one of the best endings of the series, where it was... She wasn't taking any shit. Like,
oh no, she just
kicks
went.
Off with her like locking the gate, and she smashes and grabs an axe, and she walks into the street, and she just screams, "Michael!"
Yeah,
like, game on.
Yeah, she's on, and they have a really good end battle.
Yeah,
like they just fight literally to the death.
Yeah,
although spoiler alert, if you watch Halloween Resurrection, it turns out that when she chopped off his head at the end, it wasn't his head. It was the paramedic that he put in the mask.
Yeah. So, yeah, at the end of Halloween H2O, she chops off his fucking head. I mean, that's how you end a movie, and that's how you kill a bad guy.
Right.
You cut off his head.
You cut off his fucking head.
He can't come back now.
Like, she straight up just had this crazy-ass battle with him.
Mm.
Then they're like, oh, he's dead. Come on, walk away. And she's like... She lets someone take her, but she knows this motherfucker is great at playing dead.
Oh, yeah.
He's played dead so many times. He's totally fine with laying there for an hour, 2 hours in a body bag in a hospital for 20 fucking years. Like, so when they load him into the ambulance, then she grabs a gun, hijacks the ambulance, and she's like, no, he motherfucker ain't dead.
Yep.
Cuts his head.
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember seeing that in the theater, and the audience cheered when that happened.
It was a great moment.
That's what you want. What you want in any movie is just a good ending that makes people just like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So and that was a great ending.
So what was your third one?
My third one is Rob Zombie's number two.
Rob Zombie's two? Yeah.
I love the Rob Zombie movies. And I know some people don't like the number two. Because he put his new.
When it first came out.
See, and I've loved it since I've seen it in the theater, and I know, you know, he put his little spin on it. I love that she's, you know, she does have PTSD, and she's fucked up, and she's having nightmares, and she's a different person.
Yeah,
you know, like that was mad trauma, and in his she kills him at the end, or you know, she's covered in blood screaming with the gun in the first one.
Yeah,
so she has all of that trauma. Danielle Harris plays Annie this time, and she survived, and so she lived, you know, so they have that relationship. But it just, I like to see the change from the Laurie Strode from the first one, and now she's got dreads, and you know, she drinks, and she's fucked up.
Yeah, I think what you're talking about, you've been talking about like the PTSD through a lot of characters and all these. I think in Halloween, in this one, Rob Zombie does the best job at visualizing that.
I think he does.
Or fleshing that out with a character like the PTSD.
Oh, absolutely.
It was the best in Rob Zombie's Halloween 2.
Agreed. Yeah. And Halloween 2 is vicious. Like,
oh yeah,
the kills are just violent and vicious, and I fucking love it.
The most brutal kills of the entire series.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then number two, just he is pissed. He is angry. He wants his sister back. Like,
he's sick of eating dog hearts out in the woods.
Right. Game on, motherfuckers.
He eats dog hearts out in the woods.
He does. And that one kind of brought in, I'm sad that we didn't get to see his number three and where he would take it.
Yeah, I have the same feeling too. I really want to see.
Because it did bring in a little bit of, you know, Michael seeing the white horse and his dead mother, you know, and there's some weird like Mad Hatter dreams and Lori's getting them too. And
he introduced a more supernatural.
A little bit, yeah. It's like a hint, not a big one. It's just like a, because they also could be taken as, well, he's a psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
And
she has the same genetics.
And she has the same genetics. Yeah. So it could just be a mental illness that runs in the family. Because in the end, you know, she's stuck in a white room and she has this evil psychotic grin, and that's the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And I know that they shot two endings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I personally like the one where she comes out in his mask,
mm-hmm.
and she stumbles out with the knife and his mask. And
that's the one where Loomis, he gets like for sure killed.
Oh, yeah. Loomis is dead. And then the other one, which I think was in the theaters instead, right?
Which is the one I like better, where everyone shoots Michael. Loomis gets stabbed, but he doesn't die. And then Lori comes out and picks up the knife, and she's about to kill Loomis. Then the cops shoot her, and then they're all laying down.
And then there's a good, like, little triangle visual
from,
like, a helicopter of, you know, Michael laying there, Lori laying there, Loomis laying there. Like, However, I don't like the Loomis in these.
She hates Malcolm McDowell in these.
I really do.
Do you like him as an actor or general? Just
yes. Yeah. But I don't like him as Loomis because I really enjoyed.
I loved him as Loomis.
Original Loomis. He had that edge of creepy, obsessed, but
the original Loomis was like an old scholar,
right?
Yeah.
And this one was a douche. He was a jackal. I just didn't like him.
Yeah.
He was too douchey for me.
Mm.
I just couldn't do it.
Did you like him better in the beginning of the first Halloween where he had longer hair?
You know, a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking.
But yeah, so that's my number three.
Yep.
Not surprising. My number two.
Oh, there's only two left. What's it going to be?
Rob Zombie's Halloween.
What?
Because Halloween is my favorite movie.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it before.
And you'll say it again.
And I'll say it again. and seeing a movie reimagined, you know, I watched it when I was 9 and it scared the shit out of me and it changed my view on movies and it just, I loved it.
Yeah.
And then when it came out, you know, when this one came out, it took everything that I loved and amped it up and brought it more things that I loved as an adult. I love a lot of blood. I love good kill scenes.
They had that.
I love the violence. Mm-hmm. So
it's brimming with violence.
It's brimming with it. And so it took something I already loved and just turned it to 11. And it just made me so happy. I loved it so much. And I really, really like his backstory with Michael. Mm-hmm. Like in the original, you get a brief, a snippet.
Mm-hmm.
This one, it's a good chunk of the movie.
Yeah.
And you get to see, you know, where he grew up. So it does bring into play, is that product of his environment?
Yeah, for sure.
Is he just a straight up psychopath?
Mm-hmm.
And the kid that they have to play, he can play sweet and look just like a sweet little kid. And then he can turn around and look like a fucking psychopath kid.
Oh, yeah.
And you kind of, or at least for me, I feel a little bad for the kid. Like the way he grew up and all these things. And then the moment where like he breaks out of the sanitarium and he's got Lori in the basement and he brings out the little picture with him, him holding her as a baby. And because all he really wants is his sister back. He wants his little boo. Because when he was little, like, that was his boo. That was his little sister.
Yep.
And he just wants her back. And he's like, I felt bad for him. Honestly,
I didn't feel bad for him at all. I mean, he doesn't need to like hang out with to kill a bunch of people to hang out with his sister.
No, he doesn't. But he's also a fucked up kid who's been in a mental institution forever, and he's got some, you know, it's like how Rob Zombies is like this giant monster in a little kid, like a little kid mentality, sort of.
Yeah.
In a big vicious monster. And I love Tyler Mane as Michael Myers. He's my favorite one. Yeah. He's so intimidating and he has this amazing presence. And the way that the mask is just, I love the mask and the way they shoot it.
Mask is really great.
And, you know, it looks like it has different expressions, but it's really just the angles and the lighting. And they just... It just makes me happy. It makes me so happy. So that is why it's my number two. And it's only my number two because the original Halloween will always be my number one.
Yeah.
Like it changed my view.
Really? I mean, yeah. I mean, what can you say about it?
That, so, that you know, and it scared me and it, you know, made me... It was just... It's my favorite and it will always be my favorite. Even if, like, when you watch it now... I remember James watched it and he was like, it's really not that scary, Mom.
Well, even like when we rewatched these, you know, it was a little like the things that were supposed to be scary come off as a little humorous now. But,
right.
You know, when you watch it the first time and back then, it was scary.
Back then it was scary because it's product of the times. I mean, now we're very desensitized.
Oh, yeah.
You know, violence is in a lot of things now. Mm-hmm. And just a man... standing in a bush by a bush watching you is, you know, it's creepy, but
well they even address that in the new Halloween movie that got came out like last year, right where they were talking about how'd they phrase it. Well, like one of the characters said, well, he just killed a couple people, you know, that's no big deal nowadays.
That's just five. All he did was murder five people with a knife. Like,
yeah,
nowadays there's so many worse things that happen.
Yeah,
so it does. Watching it, definitely you can see the progression of time, you know, with the violence or the nudity or, you know, the technology. It was really cool to watch them all consecutively, that juxtaposition of each kind of time frame, each generation.
Yeah.
You know, it's a horror movie, but also, you know, in the 90s, it was different than the 70s, you know? So it was cool to watch all of that, but So that's mine. On to you,
on
husband.
To me.
No, I'm interested to see what yours is.
Well, yeah, you had a good ranking. Some things I agree with, some things I don't, but I think it's mostly in the lower stuff. So my least favorite is number 11 is Halloween 5, The Revenge of Michael Myers. I don't like that movie. It's the worst. Shitty directing, shitty acting. I don't like what they did with the characters. And the worst ending, I think, of all of them. The ending is Michael Myers gets arrested.
He does.
They put him in jail. And then this mysterious cowboy guy comes in and like murders the entire police station and blows up a wall and takes Michael Myers out like it's an Old West cartoon because he is a cowboy.
Right. yeah, that was a little weird. Like all of a sudden you see a guy dressed in black cowboy.
Yeah, but this is the worst Loomis was. He does a weird character switch where he becomes so obsessed that he puts the little girl's life on the line.
That's
true. I don't like... Because in 4, they had a really great ending with her stabbing her stepmother, being insane on the stairs. In 5, they kind of throw that out the window to where now she just has PTSD and she can't speak.
Right.
It's not like she was turning into a psycho.
Right.
Yeah.
Which would have been great, by the way.
And I think Michael was just off in 5. Like with his kills, he was a little off with how he went about things. I can't quite remember because it's like was... But he was...
I'm pretty sure he, like, took out the town's entire power supply.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
And then the town rallied and they were all like came out with guns in their trucks and like, we're going to kill him. And then they ended up killing like, oh shit, he's in the bushes. And then they all just unload like a million rounds of ammunition.
They,
and then
like
they
the
walk
scene
over.
From Predator and Halloween 5. Yeah.
They walk over and they're like, oh shit, it's Tommy.
I think for it just seemed like this Michael Myers was douchey in this one. But anyways, that's my worst. I don't like it. Number 10, my second worst, is Halloween Resurrection. 2002.
Understandable. Just,
it sucks. It sucks terribly. Like you said, the only thing that saves it from getting that low rank is Busta Rhymes. And he's funny, and the comedic relief is there. It's just, if you're watching it on its own,
right,
it's bad. The Michael Myers looked weird. The kills sucked. The plot line was very of its time too much. It was very MTV.
Oh, it really was.
It was live television. It was in chat rooms, like you said, and it doesn't stand up through the test of time, I don't think.
Agreed.
Yeah. I just didn't like it. And in the beginning, Jamie Lee is there, and she gets killed off right away, which was kind of cool. That's a, you know, ballsy move. That's like, let's kill off the old so we can get with this new thing that's going to be super cool, the MTV stuff.
Right. Well, they started out, the beginning of that movie wasn't terrible. It was actually pretty good.
But then she kissed her brother before she died.
Right. As soon as, like...
All right?
Yeah. She gives him a kiss, and then she dies, and then it all goes to shit from there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, maybe she knew it was going to be bad. That's why she kissed the franchise goodbye. Like, if she had the script and was like, mwah. I'm just going to slide this in the...
Sayonara.
They're like, every cut she does, she kisses. Why is she... Well, just fucking print it. And then this is why she did it. So anyways, yeah, it's a bad movie, though. It's good for a watch just to see my Busta Rhymes do his thing. But aside from that, don't watch it.
Well, and they really negate, like, the best part of H2O, the ending, like, they get rid of it.
Yeah. They ruined the ending of H2O, which is sad. Moving on. Halloween Resurrection had some boobs.
There was boobs.
But it was still bad.
It was still bad.
Yeah, I just had to say that. I don't know why. Okay. Well, because I did a boob counter. Halloween 3 Season of the Witch is my number 9. Like, it doesn't make the last. It makes it up there because I admire the underdog a lot in life and a lot of things. And Halloween 3 is for sure the underdog of the series. Michael Myers isn't in it. They took a risk. But like I said, the plot is just weird.
It's weird and bad.
An Irish wizard, and then you have this odd aging... I like the actor, but he seemed miscast as the leading man.
Oh, he really did. And then he would like meets this girl, and then...
A very younger girl, and then it has the... this one has full boobs, but it has a very awkward boob suck.
That was weird and awkward and extremely misplaced. And this is where we get the most man butt, too. And
it's his man butt. There's very awkward boob sucking moment, but this movie I think would have been better served if it didn't have the title Halloween. You know, if it was fleshed out as an original film.
Agreed.
Or if it was just a half hour episode of Tales from the Crypt or something, I think it would have been better. But
yeah. But as a Halloween movie,
it's just, you know, it has some cool kills. I admire that they tried to do something different. That's why it goes a little higher for me. So, moving on, number 8 is Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers, otherwise known as Halloween 666, or just Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers, and it had a whole bunch of different working titles. This one is, it wasn't as bad as I remember. Like, I remember it was worse. I thought it was a lot worse than it was. I liked the directing, and I liked the cinematography, but I think the plot was way too convoluted. They steered away from just the basic, he's a psycho, he's going to kill people, and it really gets lost, and it's druids and all this weird shit.
And cults.
Yeah. But I actually liked Loomis a lot in this one.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Probably because he knew he was getting towards the end of his life. I don't know. I think it was really cool that he brought some gravitas to the movie. But what brings it up a little higher for me is, like I said, the directing and cinematography, but it has some of the best kills before the Rob Zombie films.
Agreed. There's some
really cool kill scenes in this one. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was back when I saw it the first time. And this is one I'd watch more than the last three if I had to.
I will never watch number three again. Just saying.
And Paul Rudd finding a kid creepily and said, "I'm going to name you Steven. If we ever have Paul Rudd on this podcast.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
We're bringing that up at least, like the baby Steven. There's got to be a story there.
Did you get to pick the name, Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
I name you Steven.
I know. So fucking weird. Yeah, okay, so moving on. Number seven is Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers. So now we're getting into movies that aren't too bad.
Right.
And I think Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers, made in 1988, did a really good job at recovering from Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
It did.
Like, people want Michael Myers, we're bringing him back. We're going to bring back Dr. Loomis. We're not bringing back Jamie Lee. I don't know why, but they bring her daughter in, who is played by
Danielle Harris.
And she does a really good job. It's a really fun script. But I think it was a pretty unoriginal script. They pretty much rehashed the first one.
Pretty much. They basically recycled it.
Yeah. But it's still good. It has a really cool ending. I like the ending with the chick on the stairs.
Right.
But it just felt too much like we have to give the audience what they want now, after three. Instead of like taking an original direction, they just really just did the same thing. But even though they did the same thing, they did it well and it was still fun to watch.
They did. And really, she does such a great job.
Yeah.
Filling those shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
As a tiny child too, she's not even an adult or a teenager. She's a little kid.
I like her 20 times more in Halloween 4 than 5.
Oh yeah, I mean absolutely, but I still like her.
So number 6 is Halloween 2, 1981. it's good. I like it. It's a good movie. It's like right in the middle for me, but there's a couple things that bring it down. What's good about it is I like that they pick it up right where it left off.
Right.
And
agreed.
It's just a couple years after. So everyone looks the same actor-wise. They pick it. It has the same feel and the same look as the first one. You know, it's probably still shot on film. They had probably a lot of the same crew. And I like the story. I like the simplicity of the story. They kept it. They added a little twist where this is the first time that you find out that she's his sister.
Right.
That's why he's after her. But aside from that, it's pretty simple as to he's still after her. And now she's in the hospital. And here comes Michael at the hospital killing people. That's
right.
That's it.
He's coming to get her.
Yeah. But like what you said, your main thing is Michael Myers brings it down. Because they picked the wrong person. He's small, he's skinny, and the mask is fucking weird, and he's not intimidating. But my biggest gripe, more so than that, is they wasted Jamie Lee Curtis and they wasted Laurie Strode's character in Halloween 2.
Yeah, she didn't have a lot of...
All she does is lay in a hospital bed high and talk to a dude, a creepy dude who's like hitting on her that she's never met before.
Right, she's never met him and he just comes in and he's like, "Hey, I met you in the ambulance."
And then once she finds out Michael Myers is there, she's like high off drugs, trying to run away and screaming. So she probably has like 5 lines in this entire film.
Right.
Which I think they could have done something a lot better with her.
Agreed.
Which is why it makes it in the middle. I still like the story. I just think she was wasted, and I think that he was a crappy Michael Myers.
He was the worst Michael Myers ever.
Yeah. So number 5 for me comes Halloween 2018, the latest one to come out. Yeah. Where'd you put that on yours?
I put it at 6.
6? Okay.
I had it middle of the pack.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there was some great kills and it was really good. And
yeah. So it's still, that wise. It's still a good movie. It's just not as good as the others. So let's see. I mean, the same guy, like you said, the same guy who played Michael from the first one is back. And that's really cool. And you said too, it doesn't have the best ending. You know, so what Rob Zombie did with his, which are up on, he put his unique kind of vision and twist on him, right?
Right.
With this one, they play it safe. They kind of, you know, give audiences what they want again and too. But
Agreed. They do.
It just didn't have the best ending. I'm trying to think.
You didn't like the doctor either, right?
Yeah, I hated the doctor. And there were no boobs in this one. Other ones, you know, there's better boobs in other ones. But yes, I hated the doctor. The doctor sucked. But it had really cool kills. And
it did have some good kills.
What this one does is it makes me excited to see what else they're going to do, because I see there's potential with, you know.
There is. And story. I'm excited to see where they go with it. Absolutely. Yeah, and I'm excited that they revamped
Bloody Mary's kicking in. Hang on.
Oh, yeah. And the Bloody Marys today are spicy.
And they're a little stronger.
Because, you know, quarantine and all.
Quarantine. But yeah, Halloween, the latest one at number 5, which is the third one to be named just Halloween, which kind of bothers me, too. They should have picked a different title.
Right. I mean, why didn't they do like Halloween? But 40 years later, or
it sounds like I don't like the movie, but I do. I like that Jamie Lee Curtis is back. She just brings, like, when the movies don't have her, it's kind of lame, but...
It is kind of lame, and, you know, it's the trifecta. Like, in this movie, they talk about his reason for staying alive is knowing that he's going to get Laurie one day, and her reason for staying alive is that she's prepared to kill Michael. So their lives are intertwined, and so it definitely brings... something more to it when she's there.
Yeah, and this one, it's really, I'm hard pressed to say that this one has the best Michael Myers for me. Like, even though I like the Rob Zombie ones coming up, which will lead us into, wait, no, tricked you. All right, number 4. Hang on. Number 4 is Halloween H2O 20 years later, which I think that was your number 4 too.
It was.
Yes.
Look at us.
This one, it hits a soft spot because I like this era of film for horror flicks. This came at the time of the revitalization of the slasher genre in the 90s, where the Screams and the I Know What You Did Last Summer's Urban Legends, and some of the same people involved with those made this. This one's really fun. It's Jamie Lee Curtis's Laurie Strode's movie.
It really is.
More than it is Michael's. And this is the first movie where he goes somewhere else. He leaves Haddonfield and he goes to California. Like, he does a road trip.
Yeah, like, he straight up, I'm going to get this dude. I'm going to get my sister.
To California, which I want to see that movie. I want to see the movie of him road tripping to go kill her. But anyways, like you said, it has an amazing third act. A fun battle where there's knives. She's hitting him with shit, throwing him off things. Cutting off his head at the end. There's a little Joseph Gordon-Levitt at the beginning that gets an ice skate to his face.
Oh, that's right. Little baby face Joseph.
Yep.
Aww.
Josh Hartnett. And it does. It has that 90s feel, that feel-good 90s.
And it has some really great kills in it.
Yeah, some good kills.
Some gnarly kills.
LL Cool J was fun to watch.
He was a
security guard who has dreams of being a romance novelist.
And he was always on the phone talking to his woman about how, you know, her milky thighs and his quivering member, you know, all those things. Yeah. That was pretty great.
But it was short, sweet, and I think the ending was one of the best endings of the whole franchise. Until they ruined it with the next one.
Until they ruined it, yeah.
But going into number 3 is Rob Zombie's Halloween from 2008. I thought this was gonna make it a little higher, but I still like this movie a lot. I like Rob Zombie, what he brought to it. It breathed new life into the franchise. It brought it into a new era of film. That was around the time where a lot of the torture porn was popular. Like, you had your Saws and you had your Hostels. So that extreme violence was popular. And if you wanted to get a director to do something like that, who better than to grab Rob Zombie?
Absolutely.
Because that's what he likes to do. So there was full-on gore, full-on nudity. There was bloody boobs. There was sexy boobs. There was dead boobs. There was screaming boobs. Well, you laugh at the boob thing, but the original...
had a lot
the original
of nudity in it.
Set a tone for murder and boobs. The original had 2.5 boobs, right?
Yeah, which
they didn't show that much nudity until Rob Zombie's.
That's true. And and for its time, I think that was quite a bit of nudity.
It was too.
And you can probably correct me on this because you probably know better than me, but most of the horror movies out then that were popular didn't have any nudity at all, really, did it?
I'm not sure. I think, I don't know. In the 70s, late 70s? Some, I couldn't answer that, honestly.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it did set a precedent. There was a lot of nudity in the first one.
Yeah, and also one of my favorite parts of this movie is Joe Grizzly.
Oh, Joe Grizzly.
I love Joe Grizzly.
I'm Joe Grizzly, motherfucker.
I told you this, and I want to write a spinoff series called The Adventures of Joe Grizzly. So Joe Grizzly is this big trucker, and I think it's one of the first people that Michael Myers kills when he gets out.
Oh yeah, because he has to have his mask,
yeah,
and he has to have his coveralls. Like, yeah, those are his murder gear. Like, he's prepared to, yeah, not that he doesn't kill people when he doesn't have his mask or his blue coveralls, but I think he feels his most,
oh yeah,
his most authentic self when he has his mask on and his blue coveralls. Then he's like, this is my jam.
Plus you got to find it because that's just who he is. But anyways, this Halloween, so Joe Grizzly, that character, was the only time in this entire series of films that I felt like Michael Myers could have met his match.
Agreed, because they were both big dudes. They were both
big. And you know, like, you know how many hits it took to get that knife out of Joe Grizzly's hand?
Right.
Like, if Joe Grizzly wasn't taking a shit in a weak moment, I bet you anything that would be a really, like, close battle.
I agree with that. And, you know, I was watching behind the scenes stuff this week, and they were talking about how they, after they'd shot it, they looked at the stunt guy and was like, oh, and the props. And they're like, oh, that was really great. Like, that looked real. Yeah. And they're like, no, they really just demolished a real toilet. And they took down the walls of a real, like,
if I did it on my set, that all the budget's gone. Like, I'm paying right money.
Like, they were just balls out, just had an epic battle in a bathroom stall. It wasn't even like a hole. It was a tiny bathroom stall.
I like that. Yeah.
So that was really cool. Yeah. Yeah, so I agree with that. Like, he was a good match for Michael.
Yep. And Rob Zombie, if there's any way you ever hear this, please make a spinoff movie or series called The Adventures of Joe Grizzly. I will be there buying a ticket.
I would love to watch that.
Or renting the series. So anyways, my number two film is Halloween 2. Rob Zombie's Halloween 2 in 2009. I like it better than the original one that Rob Zombie did.
Right.
Which I didn't at first. When I first saw it in the theater, I hated the movie. But then after watching it again and again, I just came to realize that it was a director making his own movie. And I think that only happened one other time. Number one with John Carpenter.
Right.
Right. But Halloween 2, Rob Zombie just kind of made it his own. His first one, the Halloween, he was like half John Carpenter, half Rob Zombie.
Right.
And Halloween 2, it's like, I'm all Rob Zombie, I'm doing it. And I really respect that and admire it. And he just, it's just, the like you said, the most brutal kills and the most kills, I think, that we see on screen of the entire franchise.
Just fucking vicious in this one.
And great characters, beautiful cinematography. There's like a couple shots, like it's the one where he's lifting the car and it's going,
oh yeah,
that cinematography was great. Like a lot of that moonlight stuff, like in the beginning where they hit the cow and there's that wide shot of him coming around and you see the van and it's right, night and the moon, you see the moon clearly. It just looked beautiful, and I love her character a lot.
So do I. I think she's
like what she did as an actress, Scout Taylor Compton.
Agreed.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it was just, it's really good, and it's really visual. Like, a lot of the other ones aren't as visual as this was the most visual one. And there's a lot of things going on screen, it seemed like.
It is. And you're right. She really had a big shoes to fill.
She did.
And she filled them really well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's got to be, you know, pressure for sure for an actor, an actress to, there's already an iconic role. So how do you hop into it and make it your own and not fuck it up?
Right. And she was 17 when she started Halloween. Dang. And then she turned 18 halfway through the movie.
Yeah. So, God, what else was she in that was really bad that we watched?
It was, oh my God. The
April Fool's?
April Fool's remake. Like, she redeemed herself completely.
She did, yes, yes.
From Halloween, from April Fool's, the remake, yeah, to this one.
Yeah.
But, you know, that one she had a good scream moment, but anyways.
Anyways, Halloween 2 is amazing, and it was just sad that we didn't get to see a third one, because I would be really curious as to see what he would have done with it.
Yeah, where he took it, where he was going to take it.
Yeah. And I really love Malcolm McDowell as Loomis in this. Like I love him more and more in Halloween 2. Like Halloween, he kind of plays normal Dr. Loomis, and in Halloween 2, he just is the sleaziest of sleaze bags.
He's a douche.
But I still like it. I can see how that would happen to that character. And then at the end, he does redeem himself.
See, I don't know that that's a huge redemption. Like, he just runs in at the very last minute. Don't, I can save the day. Because I think he went in to save the day so he could get more, like, props for saving the day.
I think the opposite. I think that he actually genuinely was felt bad.
I think he felt bad a little bit, but I also think that he was a douche.
I just think that they should have fleshed it out more to show that he. I disagree. We disagree.
Agree to disagree.
I almost like McDowell's Loomis better than the original. What?
No.
What?
I definitely agree to disagree on that one.
Yeah. Anyways, of course, number one is the original Halloween. What can you say? It set the bar. It made Jamie a star. It made John Carpenter a legend. Independent film made for no money that made a shit ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
It spawned the entire franchise. You know, good or bad movies, they kept making them, and everyone knows who Michael Myers is. Everyone knows who John Carpenter is now.
Right.
An iconic killer. Great score. We haven't really talked about the music of Halloween.
I was just thinking about that. Yeah.
He's the one who did the score, and that score is the Halloween theme that's been through all the series and is in everyone's minds.
And I think that without that score, the movie wouldn't have been.
Mm-hmm.
That's a case where the score helped make the movie better.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if there wasn't that creepy music when he was, you know, stalking about or murdering,
yeah,
it wouldn't have been as. It wouldn't have the same effect, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it set the standard for what a fun horror film is. You got killer, you got the iconic mask, slasher, you got blood, you got boobs, you got babes, you got a final showdown.
Right.
You got a final girl. So, yeah, it's just a good movie. And of course, it's going to be number one. Both of our number ones. See,
all
I
right.
think we agreed at a couple places. So
we did.
I like number one, Halloween, number four, H2O. I think that was kind of
where we're at.
Yeah.
And number two and three, you know, I get why you put it number two.
What?
Your number two is number
Halloween.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Sorry. There's so many numbers flying around.
Yeah. Number one, number two, Halloween.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Anyways, it was fun to watch this whole series from beginning to end with you, my lovely wife.
Oh, it was too, my amazing husband.
And to watch him and to get jump scared and to laugh and just
right.
watch
it was,
a whole bunch of murder.
I don't think I've ever watched them all consecutive. Like
I never have.
I've seen all of them.
Yeah. Some of these I haven't seen since I was like in my early 20s.
Well, I think Halloween 3 I didn't see
like
until I
just kidding.
Watched it. With you.
With me?
I think.
Yeah, it was me that you watched it with.
Yeah. No, well, shut up. But the first time, like, I don't think I watched it independently on my own.
This is the first time you've seen it.
Right.
Yeah.
But otherwise, cool. I've watched all the others, but yeah. never consecutively. So it was really cool to see the progression
yeah.
and the time and,
yeah.
you know, getting the little laugh break with Busta Rhymes
yep.
before you get into the viciousness
yeah.
that's Rob Zombie, and then seeing what they did with the new reboot.
With the new modern one. I forgot to mention that the modern one, they had really good comic relief in that.
Oh, they did.
I think aside from the Busta Rhymes one, this new one, it got that, yeah, duh. That's like another reason it gets high marks is because of the comic relief. There was like a little kid in there who was super funny.
Oh my God, the little kid
that the chick was babysitting. He was freaking hilarious.
He was.
And like, I even liked the dad's kind of dry humor too.
Right.
He was funny.
I know. He's like, I got peanut butter on my penis. And she's like, yeah. Really, Dad? Really?
So there was some, it did this. I think the latest one is a great balance of having comedic relief, having some levity in the film.
Right. I agree.
But not making it too comedic.
Agreed.
But anyways, yeah, it was fun watching them all. And I can't wait to see what they do with the next next to.
I know. I can't wait.
Yeah. If we can ever go into theaters again.
If not, we will be paying $20 to watch it at home.
Which, people, that's ridiculous. $20 to rent a movie. I get that you're seeing it, but we can't go to theaters anyway. So why charge $20? Charge the freaking theater cost then.
$8. Agreed. $8. Right.
I'd like $10. Sure. Okay.
$10. You're getting, if I went to the movies, we'd be paying $10 to $12.
I mean, they can only get away with this $20 thing like now when this is going on, so they're taking advantage of us.
Of course, assholes.
Okay, off topic.
All right,
but
so yeah. I'm excited to watch another series.
All right, what are we watching next?
I think we should watch your favorite series.
So next up is we're gonna watch the Friday the 13th series, and then
which I'm excited about because I don't think I've seen all of them.
I'm excited to watch these with you, and I haven't seen a few of these in a little bit, so
I'm excited. Yeah.
Well, that was our Halloween ranking, slight review.
Our ending
our,
here.
Yeah, or our Bloody Marys are dead, right?
And so are we.
So are we, totally. Hang on, we're spicy. Making them dead.
All right.
So
these ones are spicy.
They are. So drink in moderation. Enjoy life and death. Stay inside. Stay safe. Try not to go too crazy. Watch a whole horror series if you need to, just to, you know, right, pass the time. And have a Bloody Mary while you're doing it, or two, or five. Okay. Well.
All right.
Catch you next time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
The Bloody Mary Podcast.